The picture's bigger than you or me. It's panoramic for the world to see. It's for you, you, right, you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So look up and let your vision be clear. Then reach out to the world and share. And you'll see with clarity the full of you. Oh, and you will see it's amazing. Hello and good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us here today on The Fuller View. We're excited about this amazing season this season. Listen, my name is Heidi B. Fuller. I am the executive producer, creator, and host of The Fuller View. And we just have so many amazing things that we can share with you this season on 105.5 The King, and excited about all the great things that God has in store. Listen, I want to thank Larry Young and also Kevin Collins for being a part of the team and allowing me to grow and to be all that God has called me to be. The Fuller View. You want to know what The Fuller View is all about? The Fuller View is all about sharing time, talent, and testimonies. I have been on radio in some form, or in media in some form, since 2004, and it's been an absolute great journey. I started out in Covington, Georgia, and now on an AM dial, and now being on an FM dial is even more exciting, and being able to reach the masses. But The Fuller View has always been about sharing time, talent, and testimonies. It's always been about sharing those stories that will enlighten, inspire, and encourage and educate those that are listening. I truly believe in testimonies. I believe in, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimonies, that we are overcomers and that we have to continue to share our testimonies in order for people to overcome their fears and their anxieties and things along those natures. You guys agree with that? Well, I hope so. So listen, stick around for more, because we are going to take a journey these next 14 weeks on living our lives to the fullest. I have some great things to share with you. We're going to talk about new beginnings. We're going to talk about reinventing yourself. Of course, wealth building, 8 ways to do great things. We're going to talk about health and fitness challenges and all those other good things. And then there's so much going on here in the beautiful city of Atlanta and the surrounding areas that I'd like to be able to share those things with you. So listen, stick around for more of The Fuller View. When we come back, I'll have more.
Stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it would die, but ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb, but the enemy can't stop me, 'cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long, 'cause he gon' step in and make it alright. Battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night. Only do it, oh, yes you will. Anybody tell you something different, you know that's a lie. You gon' look back and be so amazed how it turned out, it's only his grace. Only do it, he said he would. So I trust him at all times. I'm about to lose it again. I'm about to let him know where I'm from. Don't take me there. Jesus, my friend, get me back in line one more time, 'cause he's always listening. Ain't nobody perfect, everybody's hurting. Need your whisper, Lord, save me from my weaknesses, 'cause you're always on time. Come and get your breakthrough, 'cause I'm gonna get mine. Only do it, you said you would. Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night. Only do it, I ask you. Just like he did the last time.
Thank you so much for joining us back here on The Fuller View. As promised, we've got some great things to share with you this season. Today, I just want to share with you what I'm all about and what I'll be sharing with you during these next 14 weeks. And I really want to talk to you about success. Success in every area of your life, not just in one area, because we serve such an amazing and mighty God that we know that He just doesn't want us to be happy in one area. He wants us to be happy in every area of our lives. And I think that is so important for us to know today, because we seem to compartmentalize different things in our lives and think, okay, I'm happy over here, so it's okay that I'm not happy over here. We do that whole 80-20 thing. And I think we shortchange ourselves when we do those kind of things. So I want us to be able to truly live our lives to the fullest. And I want to share just a few tips with you right now and able to do that. Who I want to speak to right now is that speaker, that champion in you. I want to talk to that person that feels good and knows good and wakes up on the right side of the bed knowing that there's something amazing that's going to happen within that day. That's the person that I want to talk to, because that person is inside of all of us. There's greatness inside of all of us if we would just tap into it. So many times we let distractions and we let people, we let things, we let minor stuff get in the way of our greatness, and it just takes us off of our game. So I'm hopeful that I'm able to continue to talk to that champion inside of you that's ready to truly take things to another level, to live this life and to the fullest, to live your best life, all those good things and all those cliches we say. But I want to not just say those things. I want us to actually do those things. And that just reminds me of where I am even today. I'm going through this whole radio media opportunity has been a journey of my own. I wasn't expecting to get back into radio this way, but here I am. But I can say about that in living your life to the fullest and walking into success is that when you're always expecting something amazing to happen, something will absolutely amazing happen. This opportunity came with me just walking through a department store, and my beautiful friend approached me, and here I am today now having another season of The Fuller View, able to share time, talent, and testimonies, and also able to inspire and to encourage and to educate those people that are listening and who want a change in their lives, who are looking for something new, who are looking for something fresh. I don't do a lot of gossip. I'll share some quick stories. I'll share some things that may be on the news and in the air right now. But if you're looking for somebody that's looking to inspire you, to push you to greatness, you have tuned into the right show, The Fuller View. And I'm excited about being here today. Listen, right now we are facing as a nation the coronavirus. And I know this is just a quick sidestep, but I just want you guys to be mindful of what's going out there in the atmosphere, in the air. I want you guys to make sure that you're using your hand sanitizers, you're keeping your hands away from your face and your mouth. And this is something that we'll talk about later on in the health segment, but it just came across my mind that somebody needs to hear that. Keep your hands out of your face, keep them out of your mouth, keep them out of your eyes, wash your hands, and make sure that you protect yourself. It's a matter of protecting not only your outside body, but we're also going to talk about protecting your inside, your mind, your body, your spirit, your soul, because right now those things are so important. And with this coronavirus going on, we're just subject to the inevitable, unfortunately, because of the way that it's spreading. And today being what today is, I hope that you guys are taking your communion, this being First Sunday. I know that a lot of people traditionally take communion on First Sunday. I just want you to be able to commune with the Lord and just to ask Him to keep your body and your mind and your heart pure. But definitely keep your body safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. Okay, I got a little off track, but here I am back. I want to talk about being successful in every area of your life. Again, I want to wake up that spirit inside of you that is that warrior, that you know that there's something amazing in store for your life. Let's talk about 8 ways to reinvent yourself. How about that, Kevin? Kevin is here in the studio with me on his silent game, but I am talking to the masses and glad to be able to talk to you guys today about living your life in greatness, new beginnings, and reinventing yourself. But 8 ways to reinvent yourself. The first way I'm thinking is you just have to focus on all that is good. I hope you guys agree with that, because if we focus on all that is good, that automatically puts us in the right frame of mind. So when you wake up in the morning, I want you to just tell yourself, today is going to be a great day. And actually live that out. I tell myself every day, today is going to be a great day. Even when I don't feel it in my soul, I know that today is going to be a great day, because God has allowed me to wake up. He's allowed me to be able to speak with clarity and wisdom, and I will be able to bless somebody on that day. So So that must make that day a great day. So when you're waking up in the right mindset, it just already automatically puts you in the framework of today being a great day. So you just start working and moving in that groove. But even before you go to bed, let's start this out. Before you go to bed tonight, if you have something important to do on tomorrow, if you need to prepare for tomorrow, prepare for tomorrow. So when you wake up in the morning, you're not trying to get ready for what's already set out for you. You're already prepared for that day. And that truly gives you more time in order to do the things that you want to do. If you want to relax, if you want to meditate, if you need to sit down for a few moments and just get your mind in order, that gives you the time to do that because you're not trying to figure out what you're going to wear, what type of outfit you're going to put on for the day. And that in itself is something amazing, because talking about putting on things, we're going to put on greatness, we're going to put on kindness, we're going to put on gratefulness, we're going to put on those things that we want to put on in the morning, not just our shoes, our socks, our panties, our bras. We're going to put on the helmet of salvation. How about that, Kevin? We're going to put all those great things on. Those are the things that God tells us to do in the morning, because he knows what kind of warfare that we're going to have to face. So that's in Ephesians, I believe, 6:10-18, when it talks about covering your head and putting on the helmet of salvation, covering your thoughts and making sure that you're thinking of things in victory and thinking of being creative and doing the things that you truly want to do instead of the things that you don't want to do. Because although that is just as important, knowing what you don't want as the things that it is that you do want, that just makes your day go a whole lot better. And that's just number one. That's just focusing on what is good and what's in your hand. That's the other thing. What's in your hand? We're always wondering about, let me go try this thing and try that thing and let me do this and that and the other. What's in your hand? Sit still long enough so you can figure out what it is that you truly have to offer. If you have a great gift of singing, sing. If you can write, write. And a lot of times we run into creative people that have all of these gifts and talents, and they're always looking for these jobs and looking for another way to create some financial income, when they're not looking internally within themselves to do the things that God has called them to do. I recently heard a podcast or something on YouTube, maybe, when Steve Harvey was talking about your purpose, and you know how we're always trying to do our purpose and our passion, our purpose and our passion. When God says that he's given us a gift, and it's the gift that's going to make room for you, not your passion that's going to make room for you, because I can be passionate. I'm a passionate about a whole lot of things, but my gift is the thing that is going to allow me to do the things that God has called me to do. I think my gift personally is being able to do what we're doing here today, to have a conversation with those that are listening in that need to be inspired, that want to be encouraged, that want to live their life to true success, to be able to do the things that God has called them to do. And my prayer is that God is using me as a vessel to do just that, to spread that message of hope and deliverance, and to let you know, yes, you can do those things. Yes, you are the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, not lacking any good thing. And those are the things that I have to tell myself. Going back into reinventing yourself, into focusing on what is good, let's talk about who you are. Let's talk about those I ams. What are you telling yourself in the morning? You're telling yourself, I am great, I am strong, I am beautiful, I am wise. If you're telling yourself those things, you cannot be denied. If you're telling yourself the things that you need to hear every morning, not those negative things like, I can't do it, nobody believes in me, I've tried that before, I've done that too many times. Believe me, I've said those things, but I try not to say those things out loud. Instead, what I say, okay, I'm going to do this again. I am more than a conqueror. As I mentioned, I am truly the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath, not lacking any good thing. And as much as I say that, I truly believe that, and that resonates in my spirit. Also, when you get up in the morning, put on some good music. Turn on 105.5 FM and listen to you some music, something that's going to brighten your spirit, that's going to put you in a good frame of mind, that's going to allow you to conduct and to command your day. So what are you saying to yourself every morning that's going to allow you to reach those goals that you want to reach? Say some affirmations. Affirmations are so good for us, and we always talk about, that's just motivating, and that's not going to last. But you'll be amazed at the things that you tell yourself on the daily, how it resonates throughout the day, and how it just comes out of your pores, and how it oozes out of what you have to say. I have a beautiful 20-year-old daughter that lives with me. And I tell you, for the last few years, every morning when we wake up, she's hearing somebody preaching to me, singing to me, telling me who I am. I'm listening to either Billy Allsbrooks or Les Brown or somebody that's motivating me to be great, or I'm listening to some really good gospel music that's telling me I am all of that and then some. And, you know, she used to kind of clown me there for a minute. She would say, you know what, Mommy, you listen to the same music every morning. And it was funny to me because I found myself, I was listening to the same. But that music got me into a place of victory. It got me to in the right headspace so I can go out and conquer the world. And what was really interesting, a few weeks back, I was getting dressed and I hear the music that I would play every morning coming out of my daughter's room. I'm like, look at God. So to me, what that meant is that she was feeling the need to get her spirit in the right order. So she took a page out of my book and she says, you know what? I see my mom prospering and doing great things. Let me do that same thing. And how about my daughter is doing amazing things? And I'm so proud of her. And I share that story only to say, you have to do those things that you need to do in the morning that's going to make sure that you command your day. You make sure that you have the type of day that you want by what you put into that day. And you don't allow anyone else to disturb your groove or to make sure that you aren't reaching or doing your fullest potential. Amen. I'm so used to talking to a live audience and being able to have somebody else that I can talk to. So when I say amen, y'all, I mean an amen. I just hope that you guys are agreeing with me out there and being able to go along with the flow. Listen, the second thing I want to talk to you guys about is clearing the clutter. It's so easy to get caught up in the everyday mundane and to come home and you throw your clothes on the floor and it becomes a pile. Or you got a stack of mail and it becomes not just one or two pieces of mail. Now you got a stack of mail that you have to go through. Clear the clutter. Get rid of that stuff. You don't need all of that stuff. I've had a chance, I can say fortunately and unfortunately, I've had a chance to move all around the world. And in my movement, I found that it's easier to move with one bag instead of five bags. You hear what I'm saying? And that's not even, that's just not a travel analogy. That's even at home. If you've got that extra Tupperware up under your cupboard, if you've got clothes in your closet that you haven't worn in the last 2 years, if you have worn out shoes or bags, I mean, we just clutter. We are just such gluttons. You know, we have to be able to get rid of some of that stuff in order for us to be able to receive the new stuff that God has for us. So in reinventing yourself and focusing on all the great things and getting rid of those clutters, things that are going to keep you from moving forward, I think that'll be a good start to start off in this season. So you guys continue to tune in to The Fuller View. I hope that we're able to continue to inspire and to educate you. If you guys have any questions or comments, please follow me on all Instagrams. I'm on Facebook as Heidi B. Fuller, on Instagram at Heidi B. Fuller, and on LinkedIn. Thank you so much for joining me here today on The Fuller View. Come on back because we're going to talk about the wealth of it all.
We're going to praise you this day. If you want it, you can have it. If you need if you want it, you can have it. If you need it, you can have it. It's yours. It's yours. Come on.
haven't seen, and ears haven't heard, the kind of blessings, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Cause victory is here. Kick defeat out the door. God's doing a new thing. Yeah. Get ready for overflow. Cause I'm getting ready.
Jet ski, cause I serve a God that parted the Red Sea. Multi-million dollar commercials for Pepsi, from food stamps to more ice than Gretzky. I don't gotta talk, the Lord defends me. I watch them all fall for going against me. Cause me and all my angels shot the devil up. While you was trying to pull me down, I leveled up. I leveled up twice, I leveled up three times. He tapped them and told them she's mine. So even when I cried, I knew I'd be fine. Prepared for a miracle blessing in these times. Now praise them, raise them, name it, claim it. Every tongue that rises up against me, shame it. I breathe success in and out my lungs. Got the power, life and death coming out my tongue.
Oh,
Welcome back to The Fuller View. As mentioned, we're going to talk about wealth, baby. Money, 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 money. Money truly makes the world go round. And we all need it for to do so many great things. And people say, you know, it doesn't take all of that. But yes, it does. It takes money to do the things that we need to do. And I want to talk about wealth because it comes from being disciplined in the finances that you are receiving. I know we're looking for different ways to make money. And I do want to share a few easy ways, or what I would consider ways to make money, by just using the gifts and talents that you already possess in your hand. Again, earlier we talked about what was in your hand. We talked about reinventing yourself. And a part of reinventing yourself is a part of building your wealth. Because it's nothing like knowing that you have the finances that you need in order to get the things done that you need to get done. I hope you guys agree with that. So let's first talk about having a budget. We need to form some type of budget in what we have coming in and what we have going out. If you know that you're making a certain amount of money every week, every month, you need to know what kind of money that you'll have going out every month. Also, we want to talk about credit repair. Credit repair is vitally important. All those things that you have on your credit report from years and years back that's keeping you from reaching the goals and being able to obtain those things in life that you really want, go on and get your credit taken care of. Go on and just bite the bullet. I had to do it. I had to do it in order to get my credit score where I wanted it to be so I can do the things that I wanted to do. And I know we always talk about save, 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 save. And it's hard to save money when you've got so many things coming up and going out. And you know that you have to take care of those things, especially if you are the sole breadwinner for that family. You have to be able to save, to budget, and to make sure that your credit is in place. And then we always want to talk about, well, maybe we should invest, but we don't know what to invest in. I tell you, the best thing about the internet these days, or the best thing about being able to have an opportunity to go online, if it's at your house, your friend's house, or at the library, Google these things. Google, what are people investing in right now? What should I invest my money in? But also want to make sure that you are not only investing your money, but that you're investing your time in the right places. Because we talked about, yes, it is about money, but in order to get money, in order to gain wealth, we have to sometimes position ourselves to take a step back and to volunteer and to see what's really valuable. What is wealth really? Not just the currency of wealth, not just the money, not just the kind you can fold or jingle or jangle, but wealth is truly a mindset. Wealth starts in the mind. If you think that you're rich, you are rich. Rich in spirit, rich in health, rich in well-being, rich in who you are, rich in all the things that you want. But when you start thinking like a rich person, you start doing things like a wealthy person. And I know it sounds crazy, but it is a form of conditioning your mind and setting yourself on the path to wealth and where you really want to be. If you know that you have some things that you need to take care of, and you have budgeted out for that amount of money, when you're able to accomplish those things, it's the best feeling in the world. You don't want to get to the end or to where you want to be and not have the finances that you need in order to get the things that you really want. And in order for you to live the life that you want, I want a beach house. I am so looking forward to being able to afford a beach house. But in order for me to own a beach house, I have to make sure that my credit is in order. In order for me to be able to attain the loan or to able to generate the income and the wealth that I need in order to purchase my beach house. But I do know that I'm going to have the beach house. And I share that with you because it only goes back to having your end in mind. There's a really good book out called 7 Steps of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. And in that book, he talks about the end result, having the end in mind. So at the end of the day, if there's something that you want, something that you need, something that you desire, if you write out your goals in order to obtain that thing that you need, want, and desire, it just makes it a lot easier in obtaining that thing because now you have an action plan or a blueprint or some steps to make sure that you are moving in the direction to acquire that thing that you want. So what I had to do to acquire the thing that I want, which is, we'll say in this instance, the beach house. In order for me to get the beach house, I need to make sure that my finances are in order. In order to make sure that my finances are in order, let's make sure that my credit is straight so I can do the things and obtain the loans that I need to obtain. We talk about saving money. It is so important for us to save, 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 but save towards something that you really want. And try your best not to dabble into that money. Save it into an account where it's untouchable. because it is important for you to, as they say, save for a rainy day, because you don't ever know what's really going on. And again, you don't want to be faced with a hardship or with a challenge and not have any money in your savings. At the day and age that we are right now, start saving as soon as possible. If you're 18 years old, you save as much as you can. If you're 55 years old, you save as much as you can. But just save something so you can have money for a rainy day. Even at the end of the day, if you have change in your pocket, change in your purse, just put it in a jar. You'll be amazed at how much that adds up. That can go towards your travel fund. Or if you could just save towards whatever thing that it is that you want to save that money towards, it always makes it a lot better. I tell you, and when you put things and when you put goals in mind to get things done, you can accomplish those things a lot better because you're working towards something. And if it's just out there all willy-nilly, you never know if you've obtained or if you've reached that goal. So it's so important for us to make sure that we write down those goals and obtain and meet those goals. We're talking about wealth. We're talking about investment. As I mentioned, go online. People talk about, oh, I want to invest. But do you know what you really want to invest in? Do you know what's really out there in the stock market? Do your research. You don't need to wait for somebody to come and take your hand and show you what they're doing. Go and do your own research and find out what's going on out there. Keep a log of your spending. We know how important that is. What I have is a calendar. And anytime I get a large sum of money or I get some money that I know that I need to operate with that money with, I'll write the money down. I'll write the header down. If it's $1,000, and from that $1,000 down, I'll write what that $1,000 is going towards, and then I'll know where my money is going. A lot of times we can spend, once we spend or break a $100 bill, that $100 bill is gone. But if you really look at where that $100 bill is going, if it's $20 in gas, if it's another $20 in food, if it was maybe $24 in something else, and then you tithe, or you made sure that you shared that money with someone. Just knowing where your money is going just makes you a lot more aware of how you're spending your money. So keeping a log or keeping a journal of where you're going or what you're doing with your money will help you a lot along the way. I know it's at one point we used to keep ledgers. People don't keep ledgers anymore, but if you keep a ledger of your spending habit, especially, as I mentioned, you have an end goal in mind, it's important to keep these things in mind. If you want to buy a house, if you're looking to buy you a house, or if you're looking to buy your car, get your ledger out at the beginning of the month. Know what kind of money that you're going to make that month, and you set out for that money. If you want to make you $500 a week or $1,000 a week, position yourself to say, okay, this is what I need to do. These are the action plans that I need to put in place in order to make this $1,000 a week, $1,000 a month. It sounds simple, but unless you write it down, you really don't know. We always, oh, I got it in my head. Get it out your head, put it on paper, and put some action plans behind those steps. If you really want something, it always goes back to your why. Why do you want that thing? Why is it important to you? You need transportation to get back and forth where you want to go because you don't want to have to ask anybody. That's number one. You need your own house because you don't want anybody to tell you to ever get out of your house or get out of their house. So those things, I think, are two very important things that we all need to make sure that we have: a secure home and some good transportation. I hope you guys agree with that. And that's just a part of being wealthy to me, to be able to have control over those things, because your home is your sanctuary. And if you can feel good about being home, that helps you to feel good about other areas in your life, because it produces those hormones and those phenomes and all them gnomes and things that you got going on your body, in your mind and your spirit, in order for you to be able to continue to move forward. I mean, and that's just a known fact. You want to get home and feel good about, okay, I'm home, I can relax, all of my bills are paid, and now I can prepare for the next day. As we mentioned earlier in the segment, we want to make sure that we prepare the night before for the next day, so that morning when you wake up, you can spend the time with the Lord that you need to spend. You can meditate, you can exercise, you can drink you a cup of coffee, whatever it is that you need to do in the morning, instead of wasting time trying to do something that you could have done the night before. That's wealth. And wealth is, as I mentioned, it's not always money. It's wealth in thinking. It's wealth in being. It's about wealth in your spirit. But when you start moving in that light and moving in that direction, that wealth will come. I mean, it's all of, you know, it sounds strange, but I really hope that you put these things into practice. It's truly a mind game. It's truly what you put in will come out. And no, I'm not saying you can wish upon a star and ooh and ah and all those other kind of good things. You do have to put actions behind these things. So when we're talking about wealth, when we talk about putting a budget together, talk about getting our credit repair, there are a lot of people out here saying they could repair your credit. Do your research. do your research when it comes to getting your credit repaired. A lot of times people say, oh, you can do it yourself. You can write those letters. So yes, you can do it yourself. Yes, you can write those letters. But just make sure that you're getting with someone that's truly leading you in the right direction when it comes to your wealth. Because we're building wealth these days. And that's what's most important. We want to talk about, we talked about saving. We always know that it's a great thing to save, even if it's just a couple of dollars a day. To know that you have some savings put aside just gives you a better peace of mind. We talked about investing, and make sure that you are looking to invest in something. If you are looking to invest in something, that you do your research. I can't say that enough. Research, 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 because people invest in things that go belly up. You know, myself have even invested in an amazing product. God blessed me with something about 3 years ago, put all my eggs in the basket and knew that I was headed for glory. I was getting ready to go to the bank, baby. This was going to be my golden ticket. I was excited. Finally got something that I could generate some income from. And then the coronavirus came. Oh my goodness. Really, God? I've been waiting on this opportunity for the last 3 years. Got a manufacturer out of China, got an opportunity to sell my product on a really large scale, and the coronavirus came. It was heartbreaking. Heartbreaking as it was, I had to still remind myself, okay, Heidi, so what's next? And a lot of people that put all their eggs in one basket or use their wealth towards one thing all the time, it can be quite devastating. So I'm saying not only just invest in that one area in your life, invest in several areas of your life. So from that, although that was as devastating as it was, and prayerfully we'll get past this coronavirus thing, we can go on to manufacture and keep growing, I had to shift. I had to once again reinvent myself without reinventing myself, going back to something that I know that I love to do and desire to do, and still be able to provide an income for myself, because it's truly about getting an income, a daily income, a weekly income, a monthly income. But I know at the end of the day how much money I want to make a day, how much money I want to make a month, how much money I want to make a year. And hopefully you guys have those things written down, because if you know what kind of money that you want to make, if you know that there's a golden mine or something that you acquire at the end of the day, you will work harder for it because you have something to work towards. I hope you guys agree with that today. Listen, if you want to join me here on The Fuller View, if you have any questions or comments, please don't hesitate to reach out to me on all social medias on The Fuller View. And also make sure that you tune in every Sunday from 1 to 2 on 105.5 FM. That's where we'll be here for the next 14 weeks. And look forward to talking to you guys again real soon. I've got a call coming in, and we'll be right back.
Oh, oh, oh. Ha. You see? So, baby mama. You already know, though. Check it out. Hey.
They wanna ask how long I'll be here. I say forever, let's just be clear. I'ma be loving you
all of my life, for the rest of my life.
I'll be loving you
all of my life, for the rest of my life. I'ma be loving you.
Now everybody that's up in here, throw your best up so it's clear. I'ma be loving you
all of my life, for the rest of my life.
I'll be loving you
all of my life, for the rest of my life. I'ma be loving you.
I just wanna show you that it's certain.
Okay.
When my hands up, I call it worship.
Okay.
Yeah, I know it's real. Yeah, I know it's real.
Oh, dear.
And I ain't got a question now, I feel.
Yeah.
Give me purpose. No, I never, ever nervous. Everything you say, believe him. No, I never, ever leave him. I ain't stepping down off this word. I'ma keep this thing clear, that's for sure.
Well, hey. Wanna ask how long I'll be here? I say forever, let's just be clear. I'ma be loving you
all my life. That's the rest of my life.
I'll be loving you
all of my life,
for
the rest of my life.
Well, I'm now everybody that's up in here, throw your breath up so it's clear. I'll be loving you
all of my life,
for
the rest of my life.
I'll be loving you
all of my life, for the rest of my life.
I love how my God, it feels the same about me. You can hear me telling in my testimony. He's alright, you say.
I'm gonna ask.
separate. Never change my mind. Never done the love of God.
Just wanna ask how long I'll be here.
Thank you for joining us here today on The Fuller View, and welcome back. We've been talking about some great things. We talked about wealth, and we've talked about reinventing yourself. Keep in mind that I will have some amazing guests this season joining us that are wealth experts, that are health experts, and that are going to help us to continue to live our lives to the fullest. Today, you got me, you got me, you got me, you got Heidi B. Listen, I hope you guys are able to join me also on my Get Fit With Me Heidi B page on Facebook. We talk all things health. We talk about eating right and get nutritional things that we need in order for us to have a healthy mind and a healthy body. I want to talk about changing your diet and exercising and all those other good things. I hope you guys are making sure that you're drinking plenty of water. You know, I used to think that just drinking water, just drinking regular distilled water was enough. And my children says, Mom, you need to drink spring water. If somebody could share with me or get back in touch with me and let me know if there's really a difference between drinking regular distilled water and spring water, that would be great. But I do know that drinking plenty of water really helps you to flush out your system, flush out your toxins. And in doing that, it keeps your kidneys flushed. It keeps your skin great. It keeps your breath smelling good. You know, you just have to really detox and get all those toxins out of your body just by simply drinking some water. And when we talk about losing weight and maintaining our weight, if you drink your body weight or something to that degree, if you drink, what, a couple of gallons a day, that's supposed to help you to maintain a really good body mass. But water, 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 water is so important to our daily diet and our daily intake. So I truly suggest that you drink as much water as possible. I know that this season that we're in the season of Lent. And we are sacrificing some different things. And one of the things, or a few of the things that I'm sacrificing, or think few of the things that I'm looking to keep out of my system, of course, there's a lot of bread, definitely meat and sweets. And when it comes to those type of things, they can be the best thing in the world at the worst time of day. So we want to make sure that we are watching what we're putting inside of our bodies. Stop eating so many chips. Even in my book, I have a book called My Mama Taught Me Better Than That. And one of the things that I say in the book is that, girl, don't make a meal out of those chips, because I am guilty of making a meal out of some chips. I used to eat a bag of Doritos and that would be dinner. But I know that wasn't the healthiest thing for me. And the older I get, the more aware of the things that I'm putting inside of my body. So I'm sharing with you guys just to make sure that you, every time you put something in your mouth, say, is this killing me or is this giving me nutrition? You know, is it something that I really need or am I just being greedy? And a lot of times we're being greedy and being gluttons. If you don't need to graze all day long. You may want to just eat a few small snacks throughout the day and eat you a nice healthy meal. Maybe at some point of day, let that be your main meal. But to eat main meals all day long, I think is ridiculous, and it will show in every area of your life, which is crazy. Excuse me. So what I'm just simply saying is that just make sure that you are watching what you're putting inside of your body, inside of your mind, and making sure that you're keeping all of those things moving in the right direction. Listen, I'm so excited about being here. I do want to continue to share with you some sort of a blueprint or some action plans in order to live your life to the fullest. And make sure that you run your race and to get those things that you want out of life. Because I know that there's a call on your life. There's a call on all of our lives. And no one can do what you have been called to do. No one looks like you. No one can say the things that you say. No one can be who you are. Let me take that back. People do look like each other. People do sound like each other. But you have a uniqueness about yourself that will be able to convey the message that only you can do and say in this time in your life. Please don't ever think that you are not enough, that you can't do that thing, because you would never would have the desire in your heart to do what it is that God has called you to do if you weren't able to do that thing. You know, we allow people and friends and family members to keep us from being our great selves. And that's why it's important for us to get by ourselves from time to time, just so we can truly hear from the Word of God. But then it's also good for us to be around people that will push us to greatness, getting around people that allow us to see the greatness inside of each other and tell us who we are. And because a lot of times we get isolated and we only hear our own voices. So when you start feeling like that, go to church. Put on some good music. Listen to a really good podcast. Listen to people like Dr. Tanya Lowe, our riot starter, who's always sharing great information. Or find people like our wealth builder, Sonia Booker, who's also doing great things. We're going to have some amazing people on the show this season. And I hope that you guys will be able to learn from us and grow from us and be inspired by the things that we're able to share. April 18th, guys. April 18th. Meet me at Stonecrest Mall, April 18th at Dillard's. We're having a fashion show, darling, an extravaganza, darling. And I'm so excited about being able to share the platform with 20 amazing women on April 18th at Dillard's Stonecrest Mall. On that day, oh my goodness, we're going to have so much fun. Every woman is going to come with a word that will continue to inspire you and to encourage you and to educate you. But not only that, we're going to have beautiful fashions from Dillard's spring wear. And then we'll have a cooking demonstration and we'll have live music. Kim Swain, baby. Kim Swain. If you guys don't know who Kim Swain is, make sure that you check her out. She's doing great things in the music industry. In fact, if you were able to hear the theme song at the beginning of the show, Kim Swain produced and wrote that show. And Danny Class was also a help with the music behind that. But just excited about continuing to surround myself with a beautiful, amazing people that continue to push me to greatness. And I hope that you're doing the same. What I want you to do is just to see what you want in your mind and then go after it. And this is what I'm all about. I'm all about it continuing to push you to greatness. And I'm hopeful that the things that I'm able to share wants you to live your life to the fullest. But see what you want. See what you want in your mind. Close your eyes right now and say, okay, God, what is it that I am supposed to do, that I should be doing? What is it that I love to do? Truly, what is my passion? But how can I use it, my gift, to create the passion, to create the wealth, to do the things that I really want to do in this lifetime? And you must be determined. You've got to be determined to be the best in that field. Whatever it is that you think that you want to do, or that you feel that God has given you, or that gift that you have, study that gift. Research that gift. Be around people that are doing the things that you desire to do. If you have a 9-to-5 job and there's something that you really would rather be doing, do your 9-to-5 job and be the best at that 9-to-5 job. But during the times that you have on your own, that hour, that minute, that 2 hours, or whatever it is that you have, because you can continue to study and build your craft, do that thing and be around people that are doing that thing so you can feel good. You may get around somebody that is doing what you think you want to do, and you start doing the thing, and that's right, what you really want to do at all. Believe me, it comes to that. I mean, people in the restaurant industry do it all the time. People say, oh, I'm a good cook, I'm going to open up a restaurant. Instead of opening up a restaurant, go work in a restaurant and find out what it takes to truly be a restaurateur or a restaurant owner, and not just a cook. Maybe you just want to be a cook. But when you're a business owner, there's so much more than just being the cook. And not to say that that's not one of the best parts of a great restaurant. Of course, customer service is number one, but the food is a true testament to being able to continue your patronism, or to have people come into your restaurant. But what I'm saying is that we get excited about one area, but we don't consider the cost. We don't count the cost. We don't say, okay, what else is involved other than me being able to cook? And it, for instance, even being in radio. Oh my goodness, being in radio and or in television, there's so much more than having a great voice. There's so much more than having a good message. You have to be on time. You have to be consistent. You have to be able to share a story. You have to be able to do your research on the people that you allow to share your platform. If it's a television opportunity, you have to be concerned about your wardrobe, your hair, and your makeup. It's all of those great things. But if you truly have a desire to do those things, it comes easy, or it's effortless, or it's something that you really want to do because it's a passion or it's a gift that you have, and you're not fighting and pulling and tugging and trying to make something happen. It happens because it's a part of who you are. That's truly all that I'm saying. And during this time with me on the Fuller View, I hope that you are allowed to truly have a fuller view or a better vision of yourself. We are in the year of 2020, and having clear vision is so important, so vitally important during these days in our lives. From 18 to 86, you have purpose in your life. There is something amazing that only you are supposed to do in this lifetime. And I hope that this show will allow you to tap into that greatness and to do those things that you are determined in wanting to do. But again, you have to be ready. You have to be motivated. You have to want to keep moving forward. I know, like, when we start off on these new resolutions, or we say even in during Lent, we're really good those first 2 days. Oh, I made it, I made it, I made it. But then that third day, here comes the bread, here comes a piece of meat, here comes something that you know you shouldn't be eating. But have some control. Be consistent in what it is that you say you're going to do. If you say, I'm not going to smoke, don't smoke. And as easy as it comes out of my mouth, don't do it. I mean, you know, what's the real intentions behind what you're doing? If you say you're not going to eat that cake, don't eat the cake. Don't eat the cake, anime. Just don't do it. Don't do those things that you know are bringing harm to your body, harm to your spirit, harm to yourself. If you say, hey, I'm going to stay away from this person for these 21 days because they're toxic, do that. If you say, I'm going to read me a book for the next 21 days, read that book. What I'm simply saying is, if you've made a commitment to something, stick to that commitment. Because at the end of the day, at the end of that commitment, at the end of those 21 days, 40 days, 90 days, or whatever you put yourself, whatever schedule you put yourself on, believe me, you will be the great reward. You will be the one because you were able to be consistent in what you said you were going to do. You'll be consistent in the goals that you've written down, and you've been able to maintain and exceed those goals. Most times, and this is a promise, most times when you write your goals down, and you acquire those goals and you achieve those goals, and you're going to be so pleased with the results of that because you were able to accomplish something that you wrote down, that you will continue to be successful in the rest of in every area of your life. I promise you, if you do those things, if you write down a budget for your wealth plan, that's your, and your goal and why you want to build your wealth and what it is that you're doing with your wealth, you will be successful in that area. If you're wanting to do something as far as your health is concerned and you write you down a plan and you stick to that plan, you will be successful in that area and that life plan that you want to do. It's simple. It's simple. And because we don't want to do simple things, we don't do simple things. So we want to do simple things, but we still don't do those things. But I'm asking you to please write your goals down. Write you out a life plan. Figure out what it is that you really want to do at the end of the day, at the end of these 14 weeks, at the end of 6 weeks, 12 weeks, 9 days, or whatever it is. Write that goal down. Keep it in mind and be consistent in making sure that you're getting that thing done. I'm excited about being here this season. I'm excited about all the great things that we have to share, all the amazing guests that we'll be able to bring on board to be able to share with you and their expertise and the things that they have going on. Again, remember, April 18th, Stonecrest Mall will be doing amazing fashion extravaganza that I hope you guys can share in with us. And remember within yourself who you are and whose you are. Continue to be brave, be strong, be courageous. Do those things that you've been called to do. Love yourself, love your neighbor, but most of all, take care of those that take care of you. I love you. We'll see you next time right here on The Fuller View.